All right. Hi, everyone. Today's episode, the third episode of this mini podcast series, I actually don't have a guest with me because I figured it would be kind of fun to reach out to the senior class as a whole and see what you guys wanted me to do, what you guys wanted me to talk about. And by and large, the main topic that came up was TV and movies and, you know, streaming services and all that stuff, which really I'm not surprised about. We have more time now than ever to catch up on all the shows and movies we didn't really have time to when we were a lot more busy, when we were actually leaving the house. So, you know, I'm excited about this. I too have been watching a lot of TV and a lot of movies. So yeah, let's just get into it. I think the number one show that came up was Tiger King on Netflix, which is a documentary about this very, if you haven't seen it, you are a little behind the curve, because I think everyone I've talked to has seen it or either has seen it or has a very in-depth knowledge about what is going on during it. If you haven't seen it though, if you are one of those people, it is basically about this really eccentric man who raises tigers, who has tigers, and he does a lot of crazy stuff like run for office. It is just, it's a really crazy show. There are 8 episodes, I believe, and I think one of the reasons it got so popular during the beginning of quarantine is that, you know, there's an unresolved question at the end, which is, did Carol Baskin kill her husband? And, you know, I think that the fact that the question was unanswered left a lot of room for people to speculate and interpret and kind of collaborate with people on answers and all that stuff. And I think, honestly, it was really fun, you know, at the beginning of quarantine when everyone was pretty uncertain. We always had these kind of Tiger King jokes and conspiracy theories to fall back on. Another show, I think, that has been really popular towards this later part of quarantine has been Outer Banks, which is a very new Netflix show, kind of a beachy mystery teen show. I think a lot of what makes this show popular is, you know, it's kind of melodramatic. It's really similar to, I guess, you know, the shows that we watched in middle school and, you know, all those guilty pleasure shows that we still watch now. You know, it's kind of like, It reminds me of like Teen Wolf and Gossip Girl and Glee a little bit, although a lot more mature, less melodramatic. It still has kind of some of the same elements of just implausibility that I think are really fun to watch, you know? Sometimes it's good to just lose yourself in a show like this for a little bit. Another show that's been really popular that I personally recommend a lot is Hollywood. This is also a really nice show on Netflix. It came out around the same time as Outer Banks, and it is a sort of realistic interpretation of Hollywood post-World War II. It starts a really interesting conversation about, you know, identity and media in that time, and it's also just a really well-created show. I really enjoy it. I think it is great, and I would definitely suggest that everyone who's listening to this watch it, at least watch a couple episodes. Another show that a lot of people have been going back to watch is Queer Eye, which is another Netflix show. This one is about these 5 guys who basically go around the country and give people makeovers, and it's really heartwarming. They have one season actually called Queer Eye, We're in Japan, which is also very heartwarming, very funny, kind of seeing them supplanted to a different place, different country, different culture, it's really interesting, but it's also really sweet. Above all, I think people really like Queer Eye because it's just a very sweet show. And it's something you can go back and rewatch because it's kind of like reality TV. It's just very good. And I would also, so thank you to the people who mentioned Queer Eye. And I definitely suggest to the people who have not seen Queer Eye that you should watch it. A show that, an old show that has recently come on Netflix that people have been watching a lot is Community. And I watched Community in its entirety a couple years ago, and I was kind of obsessed with it. I really loved it. It's a really funny show, on par with like with The Office and Parks and Recreation and Brooklyn Nine-Nine and all those like really classic comedy shows, you know, very NBC, kind of like The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which is also on Netflix, which I also recommend because it's very good. So I think a lot of people are discovering Community for the first time, which makes me very happy because I like it. It's a really good show, and I'm glad other people are watching it. One last Netflix show that people are going back to watch is Glee. So many of you guys said that you had gone back and rewatched Glee or started watching Glee for the first time, which I have very mixed opinions on Glee. It is a very captivating show. It's hard to stop watching because it's so ridiculous. It's so melodramatic and so funny that I think it's also perfect for quarantine, you know, kind of step out of any scope of plausibility. It's just a really good show, you know. I have a lot of thoughts about it, but I think it's very good entertainment. Now we are moving on to Hulu shows, which were the second type of the second most popular streaming service that people mentioned. There was a lot of range on the shows that people watch on Hulu, I think because in general, less people have Hulu, so there's gonna be less of a structure to what people watch. But surprisingly, a lot of people mentioned Kill Bill. A lot of you guys have never seen Kill Bill and watched it for the first time during quarantine, which is great because I love Kill Bill. I think it's a great movie. I think it's a great series. And yeah, I'm very happy that a lot of people are watching it for the first time. A lot of you guys really liked it, but thought that it kind of dated itself at a lot of points, which, you know, it did, but I think that adds to its charm. Yeah, I'm very glad a lot of people are watching it. All right, next on, well, actually, kind of the most popular genre that people mentioned watching on Hulu was reality TV, and so that's like Vanderpump Rules, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Hoarders, Sister Wives, My 600 Pound Lives. They run the whole gamut of types of reality shows. I actually never really watch reality shows. You know, I think there's a merit to some of them, but it's never been my style. But you know, you spend quarantine how you want. And if you want to spend that watching Vanderpump Rules, be my guest. It definitely is extremely entertaining, to say the least. Also on Hulu, a lot of people have been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I think is one of its main attractors, honestly. It is a great show, a super popular show. And I know a lot of people kind of just got Hulu to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And so I'm glad a lot of people are either catching up or watching it for the first time. All right, now moving on to Disney Plus, which is the newest streaming service, and it shot up in popularity very quickly. And so Disney Plus's main attractors are Marvel movies and Star Wars and, you know, classic Disney movies, a lot of Pixar movies. But I think there are a lot of hidden gems that people don't know about on Disney Plus. So a couple I'm going to recommend are Be Our Chef, which is a family reality cooking show on Disney. It's really cute. It's intense, but very cute. And they are all fighting for a prize at Disney World, and it's just, it's a really fun show. I like it. Another one I'm going to recommend is a documentary kind of investigation show called Buried Secrets of the Bible. It's basically this guy like going around and investigating the stories of the Bible, kind of seeing what historical basis they have, if he can like match up any of the stories in the Bible to anything that happened in real life. And if you're not religious, I'm not very religious, but I think it's just a cool show. I like documentaries like that and stuff. So yeah, I think it's a great show. Another one that I would recommend, another kind I would recommend are classics, Disney classics. A lot of people are going back to watch, the Disney shows that we watched in our childhood. So Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place, a lot of things like that. But I would say go back and watch the classics, you know, of like when you were a toddler, like Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, Lady and the Tramp. I've watched a lot of those recently, and it's so weird kind of to go back and see what the movies that I loved when I was a kid kind of turned into now. And yeah, I think it's really fun to watch them, and they're really cute. They have aged very well. And lastly, the last streaming service I want to talk about is Amazon Prime, because a couple people mentioned that. A few people said they were watching Hunters, which I actually only watched the pilot, but it is a pretty good show. It's about these Nazi hunters in 1977. It's pretty good. I like it. I would say it's a very solid show. A few people mentioned rewatching Downton Abbey, which I would say is always a very solid choice. Downton Abbey is a very good series. I really like historical fiction, but I think even for people who don't, Downton Abbey, like, it isn't too dense with historical information that you need to know. It really is just about the lives of these people at Downton Abbey. A few people are watching Teen Wolf, or rewatching Teen Wolf, which is very, I used to love Teen Wolf personally. I really liked it a couple years ago. So I think I would like to go back and rewatch it, honestly, kind of see what it's turned into, or how I remember it matches up with how the show actually is. And lastly, I think two people, or one person, said they were watching Chicago PD on Amazon Prime, which I used to watch with my dad, so it has a special place in my heart. I think it is a very good classic cop show. There are a lot of really bad cop shows out there, but Chicago PD is not one of them. So I would say definitely go watch Chicago PD if you want to. If you're interested in a cop show, it's really good. And I want to say two random things that I've been watching on Amazon Prime, or that I have watched on Amazon Prime, are Lost and The Lorax, which are very different, but two of the most memorable things that I've watched during quarantine. The Lorax, because, I mean, it's just a very interesting premise. It's kind of a hard movie to forget. So if you are, you know, if you just watched Shrek or Cars, something like that, and you want something very similar, or the B movie, if you watch the B movie, then I would say go watch The Lorax. And Lost, I actually never even watched Lost when it was, like, I've never watched Lost before. And so I was a little trepidation going into it, because I didn't really know what to expect besides, you know, the memes about Lost that are floating around the internet, that have always been floating around the internet. But it's very hard to stop watching. You know, before you know it, you've watched like six episodes, and you only meant to watch one, which I think is the mark of a very captivating TV show. It's not a cinematic masterpiece by any means. It did not win any Tonys, any Oscars, any Emmys, but I think it's a good show for quarantine. And so that wraps up my quarantine TV list. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you will join next episode.